This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles.
Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Oh, well, if you plan to send your kids to Maine for the summer camp season, change your plans. The state is closed. There's a case of measles. They've shut down all of Maine, Super Don. Is that true? They shut it down. Maine shut it down.
Well, you know, if you go by the news, you would think so, right?
Yeah, I'm serious. I know, the panic. Oh, my gosh, measles in Maine. The lobsters are all going to die. Maine confirms first measles case in 20 years. Why can't we all be like a little bit more like the Brady Bunch? In the year 2017, good Lord, have we devolved so much? Have we succumbed to the propaganda so much? Have we all become measles snowflakes in America? My gosh, measles, it's a joke. Don't give me, oh, measles, one case of measles. Everybody has to get vaccinated again. Maine confirms its first case of measles in 20 years. Now, did it come from an unvaccinated child? Apparently, not likely. In fact, they say that somebody, a Canadian, traveling from abroad, they didn't say where, may have brought it back, and they got one confirmed case. And the case that happened, they're not claiming whether that case is actually vaccinated or unvaccinated as well, because they want to protect the privacy of, they don't have to say the name of the person, they can at least tell us. And the only reason I can see hiding that is that the person who got it is fully vaccinated, Super Don. I mean, call me suspicious.
Well, you know, I think it goes beyond suspicion because we've seen this again and again, right? Where they'll come out with a scary article and the scary headline and, oh my gosh, it's the first measles case in 20 years. It's something we need to put on the front page of the newspaper. And it seems like more often than not, when they put these scary stories out, the people that are getting the disease have been vaccinated against it, but they're reluctant to say that. In fact, in this case, they won't even say, I mean, well, it could be a person, may not be a person, might be a tree, you know, we're not going to really say because of privacy issues. And I'm looking at that, I'm going, you know, if you happen to just mention the fact that, oh, by the way, this person was vaccinated, how is that going to invade anybody's privacy? You're not telling their name, their gender, anything.
Well, that's the point. It's a ludicrous assertion. So it means something else is afoot. And, of course, the fear is more people will realize the vaccines aren't necessarily the automatic prevention they'd like to sell you that they are. They're not. And, of course, we go back to Brady Bunch circa 1970s, and we find measles was thought of as a benign disease where kids were smiling because they got to miss a few days of school. Right? Mild fever. This is now measles, the next generation. It's a plague. It's deadly. It's this, it's that. And it's not real. It's fictional. That's why, you know, we're going to talk about fake news, the fake news with Ty Bollinger next hour. There's some really interesting audio coming out of CNN that he wants to chat about, and I'm happy to do it because, you know, we're giving you real news when it comes to health and healing and perspectives on so many issues, mostly health and healing. But, of course, we extrapolate that out by utilizing the healing principles that I've learned and that others come on board to share and apply them everywhere in life. They're not exceptions to the rule. They are the rule. They should apply everywhere. And the idea of a childhood rite of passage like measles being caused to, you know, absolutely put out the panic button in the media and eventually attack or almost immediately attack so-called anti-vaxxers, which are really former vaxxers because they used to vaccinate and be for vaccines, but until their children were harmed by the vaccines. And we have, again, a panic culture. And it's, you know, we've talked about it in terms of the millennial generation being the snowflake generation. And we've pondered and posited perhaps that it is vaccine damage, vaccine injury, and other environmental assaults over the generations that have weakened these people to the point where they can't handle any form of dissent, dissension, opposition, or alternative viewpoints to what the establishment authoritarians tell you to believe. And in this case, they tell you to believe that measles is a deadly disease. And here we sit and acknowledge that if you have a case of measles in sub-Saharan Africa, where you have abject poverty, you have sewage in some places running in the streets, you have poor nutrition, hygiene may be in question. You have any number of things that are normally benign that can kill you. And it isn't because they're so deadly, it's because the people or the host are so weak. So let's transition our discussion here as we open up with the panic in Maine. I know not everybody. If you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and you're in Maine, you're not panicking. You take it as the absurdity that it is. But let's go to Minnesota. Minnesota. Going to be up there for a week-long naturopathic conference teaching the new naturopaths to be. It's going to be awesome. With Paul Bertiero, my buddy, will be up there with Trinity School of Natural Health. And that'll be, July the 13th, the week of the 13th, I think it is, will be up there. And I don't fear the measles, although they're saying in Minnesota the measles outbreak may be tapering off, right? They're blaming all the Somalis and the people who were talking to the Somalis that were immigrants there because they have the highest rate of autism, bar none. I mean, I don't think there's a community that has a higher rate of autism. And, you know, it was following up on the MMR vaccines, and there were people there in our health freedom groups and friends that said, you know what, you guys need to know this. That's what informed consent is. There's a risk associated with vaccines as it induces autism or autism-like symptoms because of encephalopathy in response to the MMR vaccination. So here we are, how many weeks or months into this? How long has this been? This has been going on a while now in Minnesota, the Somali cases. They said, 69 cases in Hennepin County alone, 78 people over the past 2 months. But they're almost clearing certain areas where it's beyond the three-week window where they expect no more cases of measles to occur. So they're almost given the all-clear sign. Now, the question I have is, Super Don, because of the panic nature of the media, in this article, I read it, and maybe I overlooked it, but can you see how many people died from this massive outbreak in Minnesota, the measles in the Somali community? How many people died? Because I couldn't find it.
Oh, there has to be at least a handful here. I'm looking.
You would think, with all the panic and 78 people getting measles and, you know, non-vaccinated, some vaccinated.
And it was all Andrew Wakefield's fault. Remember that?
Of course it was Andy's fault, right.
I'm looking. I don't see a number here of people who've died.
Wait a second. Could that be an oversight? Because, I mean, certainly if someone had died, they may have forgot.
Usually that would be like at the top, right? You know,
because
maybe they did forget about it. I think,
wouldn't you agree with me that if even one person died, if half a person died, yes. from the measles, it would be the
headlines. We're joking. We kid because we know the answer. The answer is zero. It's the same number that happened at Disneyland.
Correct. And if it were one, it would be 24/7 coverage. It would bump Donald Trump out of the news, except to say Trump is also an anti-vaxxer. right? That's what they would say. But the reality is, if one person had died, it would be the end of the world, and it would be everywhere. Local and international media would be covering this event like it was. See, we told you! But since nobody died, it's not even mentioned. Not even mentioned in this article as it burns itself out in this community. And so when I say to Maine, one person, man, oh man, who's that one person? Get your kids over and exposed now to actual, hopefully naturally acquired measles to get naturally acquired immunity. To strengthen the immune systems of these children who have lost the ability to do so because of vaccination suppression. So it's good news, folks. As they try to fearmonger the death induction by measles, it's not happening. Even in a Somali community, immigrants from Africa come to America. They have access to all kinds of things they might not have had access to at home. Yet high incidence of autism, which apparently was not happening back in Somalia unless the children were vaccinated. And they're looking at this and going, you know what? Let's trade. What do we say? Let's put it on the trading block, right? Everybody talking NBA trades, NFL trades. How about trading, let's say, a case of measles like you heard on the Brady Bunch versus lifelong neurological debilitation and autism on the other hand? I don't know. Moms, dads, what do you think? What do you take if that was your option? I mean, isn't that a no-brainer? If there's the no-brain that could happen is the injury to the brain that it can't function anymore. That's not the kind of no-brainer you want. Naturally acquired measles infection is transformative to the immune system, the future health of the child growing into adulthood, including they've shown preventions of cancer later on. So, I mean, this whole fake, this is why the whole media, when it comes to health issues, when it comes to disease issues, the entire mainstream media, without exception, is fake news. 100%. I'm not even giving 99.9%. And I'm not saying that it's intentional. These people that are writing the articles are saying, I'm secretly putting out fake news. They don't even know they're putting out fake news because they believe the lies from the Centers for Disease Creation and the World Health Organization and Sanofi and Merck and Julie Gerberding and all the dunderheads that believe in the vaccine religion that supplanted Christianity, Judaism, and Islam and any other religion you might happen to think of. Every bit of reporting on disease in the mainstream media is fake. And we're going to go through one glaring example as they use all 10 of the techniques of fake news in one news story surrounding a disease some years ago we covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You get ready. Take notes or go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We have them linked up. You're going to be empowered to heal and you won't be afraid anymore.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online, and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've been hearing more and more about a thing called fake news.
Fake news.
I've seen people destroyed, and I think it's very unfair. Some of the media outlets that I deal with the fake news.
Fake news.
I think it's a disgrace, an absolute disgrace, but I don't think they care.
How about that? Donald Trump auto-tuned into a fake news crossfade there. Well done, Super Don. This is, this is kind of catchy, isn't it? Oh, the auto-tune. 10 forms of fake news used by major media. Great new article by our good friend John Rappaport from No More Fake News. It's up here in the notes, and you can find it at robertscottbell.com. Now, Super Don is just yelling at me on the break that I'm overgeneralizing about the mainstream media being all fake news when it comes to health stories. I stand by. I'm not saying that they, because with CNN, they knew they were doing fake news, right? And we're going to get to that with Ty Bollinger later. But I'm just saying, because they don't know, what they're putting out is not true. Now, you might, split hairs with me and say, well, that doesn't make it fake because it's not true, because they believe
no,
it.
No, I'm not even saying that. I mean, there are times when we will cover stories that are put out by the mainstream media and we'll be like, whoa, look at that. They got it right.
No, so, I mean, but those are happy accidents, though. So I don't count those as real.
Okay, whatever.
You can't whatever me. I'm the host.
I just
Super Don. Oh, gee, big trouble. You're going back into the bullpen or whatever it is when you're got in the penalty box.
The bullpen, the dugout.
The penalty box. That's it. That's it, buddy. All right. So here, 10 things. The direct lying about matters of fact. That's one of the ways they go about it. They just lie, right? They leave out vital information. Well, nobody died. We forgot to say that, right? In the measles thing, for instance. Limited hangouts, that's partly an admission of a crime or mistake, and to kind of go, all right, we fed them a little bit of raw meat, maybe they won't look at the whole bigger picture, which is much worse. Shutting down the truth after publishing it. In other words, if a story gets out, like we talked about, like you said, a happy accident, they got it right, and then there's no follow-up. It happened in a vacuum. There's nobody that picks up on it and goes, hey, you know, that story was interesting, what it said. Very different from everything else. Let's look into that. They don't do it. All right? That's part of the fake news. That is, again, explaining, for Super Don's sake, to understand why I said, in a blanket fashion, all the health stories, part of the fake news. Shut. You don't.
Go on. Continue. It's okay.
You're in the penalty box. You can't do that from the penalty box. Technical foul. I'm going to give you a T for that. All right. Not connecting the dots between important pieces of data, right? Okay, did they reveal that only 15% of cases of microcephaly had any evidence of Zika virus? Yes, they did. But they didn't connect the dots to go, well, that means it's not the cause, right? We had to do that here. Again, part of the fake news. Censoring the truth, right? We'll just outright censor the truth, and we'll call it fake news, right? When we reveal that vaccines are linked to autism, they'll say that's fake news. See how that game is played. Using biased experts who have conflicts of interest to prevent slanted or false facts. Repeating a false story, right? Lie enough, long enough, loud enough, over and over and over, becomes the truth for some people, right? And they do it in an echo chamber because the mainstream media just basically parrots out like press releases. Everybody says the same thing. Claiming a reasonable and true consensus exists when it doesn't, about global warming, right? You won't allow dissenters to be on the main channels without ridiculing them. And there's more than that. I mean, this is a great perspective and lineup of 10 things. There's more, but my goodness, they were all engaged in 2009 when the World Health Organization, and Super Don, you remember, we were on the air covering this. John Rappaport was with us as well. The World Health Organization elevated the swine flu to a level 6 pandemic. And we're like,
oh, yeah.
We're like, what? Level? Where are all the people that are dying? And then they just basically changed the definition of a level 6 pandemic that it didn't include certain things. So now we redefined what it is, so we can call it that. It sounds better for our purposes, right? So everybody just parroted it back. Swine flu numbers, it's a disaster. They brought in the medical experts to claim danger. Nobody dissented. No one was allowed to come on and dissent. Then Cheryl Atkinson from CBS at the time, she lets loose on this story and finds out, oh, my God, the CDC secretly stopped counting the number of swine flu cases in America. Just stopped. Why? She found out because they were finding that there was no evidence of swine flu in any of the blood samples that they were being given. That doesn't meet our level 6 pandemic by our buddies at the World Health Organization. So we have got to keep this thing going, so we'll suppress the information. Then we'll even double or triple down on the lie. There was a time that WebMD published a CDC piece that estimated from 10,000 cases of swine flu was a gross understatement. Do you remember when it just leapt overnight to 22 million?
Yeah, and you know what? As soon as they published that, there were like 300 people I knew suddenly disappeared.
Yeah, instantly. Boom. Yeah, because if 22 million, yeah, somebody would have known those people. Anyway, check it out. That's why I say I stand by my statement, even though Super Don, I'll let you out of the penalty box afterwards. You got out. You snuck out. But my gosh, fake news prevalent when it comes to health and healing in the mainstream media.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have a question or comment about medical fake news or anything for that matter, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to the website, robertscottbell.com, or, well, we've got a Facebook page, we got a Twitter thing happening, and a YouTube page, RS Bell Media Channel. All linked together, if you go into the show notes at robertscottbell.com, there's an archive page for videos, too. And we added a video today, didn't we? I did a Facebook Live today, Super Don.
Yeah, it's on the Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook page, and just added just a few minutes ago to the YouTube channel. If you go to robertscottbell.com to the video gallery, it's right there at the top, and you were talking about pink eye.
That's right. If y'all want to know about conjunctivitis pink eye, there was an article in the New York Times about how antibiotics are being prescribed and improperly, as usual. And I just went through issues, whether it be bacterial, viral, or otherwise, and what to do about it. So there's a visual representation, and you'll get to see it. So thank you, Super D. That was a good one to respond to in video form, because sometimes it's better to show it than just to tell it, right?
Oh, it is. And, you know, these are just common, everyday things that I think are important because, you know, what parent out there hasn't dealt with pink eye with a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. And as you pointed out in the video, the silver, it just does wonders. I used it several times as my kids were growing up, and it just knocked it out just like that.
Yep. So take a look there, and we'll get back to me if you have any other questions on that. Now, the opioid issue is still a raging one. It's a big one. It's a bad one. And you know, when they say there are no, by the way, you know, just going back to more of the medical fake news, just to strengthen my point, because I feel like I've been personally assaulted by Super Don, you know, tackle me on this issue.
Who's the snowflake now?
See, now I'm just sensitive. I'm just sensitive about it.
All I was saying is that you can't you can't deal in absolutes, okay? Only the Sith do that.
That's why I have a Sith. I used
that's right.
The Sith
only
on the
law.
Only
the Sith deal in absolutes.
So, you know, at least we know
so,
that.
Whatever. I won't spend this segment proving my point. But
no, all right. Here. I'm gonna prove it to another layer on the measles thing before we move on into the opioid epidemic. They say in that article about the main measles that there's no cure. There's nothing you can do for it. Again, fake news. Now, I'm not saying that they know that it's fake news. But how many ways, how many things can we do to address measles, homeopathically or otherwise? So the reality that they're fabricating right before our eyes or over and through our eyes is fake, is phony. Just because they believe what they're saying or just because they don't know what we know doesn't make their news real because they believe it. That's sort of where I'm going with that point. And I know it's a nuanced argument. Because I overly generalized and I got slapped down by Super Don, but I just feel like I got to express myself here.
Okay.
Because he's
all right. You're right. I'm wrong.
Suppressing my enthusiasm.
Okay.
All right. Now
all
that
right.
we got that settled.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to catch hell after the show.
Yes, though. Dear.
For my wife,
now.
Too. You leave Super Don alone. You're not being very nice to him. Okay. Let's go to the opioid. This is serious stuff. Opioid epidemic. Now, a lot of money involved in this because a lot of overdoses are happening. And there's a councilman, I think in Ohio somewhere. Was it Middleburg, Ohio? Is that where this is?
Middleton, I believe.
Middleton, yeah. Ohio. He wants to save some money on this issue. And listen, I won't fault anybody in government to try and save the taxpayers' money. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But as far as the way to go about doing it, I think it could be done a little bit differently than what he's proposing here. An Ohio City councilman concerned about the price of emergency services for opioid overdose victims wants to cut cost by doing something that I think it could be considered pretty horrific. Maybe we should just listen to this.
It's pretty harsh, yeah. So, I mean, and we actually covered the Middleton, Ohio situation because they're one of the worst in the country.
Yeah.
And just for anybody who isn't familiar with the situation, here is a news report talking about how bad the situation is in the Middleton area.
We're trying to be proactive here in Middletown to continue the fight.
Steps to curb a deadly trend.
This whole situation, the problem, the opioid epidemic is frustrating.
The numbers are out, and Middletown is on pace to double the number of overdose calls from last year. This year, the city has responded to 526 overdoses, 51 of them deadly.
51 deadly overdose cases. Now, the question is, how many of them are multiple, right? The same person calling again and again and again. And that gets into this controversial area because Captain Picard, or not Captain Picard, I guess Councilman Picard, is really, he's all over this cost thing. So, again, I'm not dissing on him because he wants to save the taxpayer money, but his methods here might come into question. Let's give a listen to what he's maybe proposing.
A city councilman in southwest Ohio is taking a controversial stand as the opioid crisis continues to worsen.
Dan Picard, out of Middletown, that's near Cincinnati, says his community should no longer respond to drug overdose calls because of the cost.
So, did I catch that right? According to this news article, they shouldn't even respond to the overdose?
Yes. And this got my attention this morning when I saw this because... You know, I mean, listen, people do dumb stuff
mm-hmm.
Outside of overdosing on opioids, right? And the purpose of the emergency services is to save people, regardless of how stupid they are, in my opinion. You know, right. Lives, you save lives. It doesn't matter. And this guy here is looking at this as a cost issue. So he's actually proposing something that I think is just wrong.
All right, well, let's give him an opportunity for a nuanced presentation here, because as we've heard it right now, the news media is saying he just wants to not respond to any opioid epidemic or overdose emergency 911 calls. Is that, in case the fact here, is there something else, something a little more subtle about it?
We've got to do what we have to do to maintain our financial security.
He's a councilman in Middletown, Ohio, and he's got a plan that he says just makes good financial sense. The controversial part, when someone has overdosed a third time...
We wouldn't dispatch.
Okay, all right, so we're learning a little bit about this, that the third time we wouldn't dispatch. So that means the first and second time they would? Super Don, do you think? Is it?
Yeah, it's basically a three-strike rule. Is what he's wanting to put in place here, where he's saying that, well, you know, if you overdose two times, you know, we'll come and save your life the first two times. But if you do it a third time, we're just not going to dispatch anybody because, you know, it's just too expensive.
The condition for not getting Narcan help under Dan Picard's plan, it's tied to a three-strike system. The first two ODs, the person has to do community service, equal to the amount of money used on the life-saving response. If it's strike three, and...
The dispatcher determines that the person who's overdosed is somebody who's been part of this program for two previous overdoses and has not completed the community service and has not cooperated in the program, then we wouldn't dispatch.
Well, this brings to mind some questions if you're the dispatcher, because you're not the on-the-scene paramedic, right?
Yes, and you're going exactly where I went when I first heard that.
Yeah, if you call this thing wrong, it could be in trouble. I don't know if you're liable for criminal penalties or they just sue the state or county or government, whatever it is, but how do you know as a dispatcher definitively what it is until the paramedics get there? So I don't know if Dan Picard in this case has thought this one all the way through. I kind of get where he's going, you know, two strikes, community service, third time, you're like, now you're abusing the system. But it's not only the system that they're abusing their bodies. The addiction is so heavy. But where is the liability on the FDA, on the Fear and Death Administration? Where is the liability on the manufacturers of the opioids that got approved by the FDA? Maybe some argue, as we've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, under suspicious circumstances where they kind of monkeyed the data to say, hey, it's not really addictive, it's safe. It's okay, any age, when really the studies didn't bear that out at all. And what about the legal questions? I'm sure the lawyers are going to have to get involved in this one.
And as for Middletown, the fire department says they're required by law to provide Narcan if they do respond to an overdose. The legal department is giving this plan a once-over. In the meantime, Russ, the fire department is applying for grants and even asking for donations so they can get money for more Narcan.
So basically, they're having to get this drug that they're running out of money to get because so many people are overdosing, and it seems to reverse the effects of the opioids. And I think that's a reasonable way to do budget shortfall for people that feel for these the addicts to the opioids, to help support the local fire department who can't, by law, refuse to attend an emergency to check it out and try to save a life here. So is there a lot of backlash on this Picard guy, you think?
I think the guy's a lunatic. I think it's just wrong. Number one, when people are overdosing on these opioids, you have to remember that's a human being. Okay, that person has a problem. You know, they have an addiction problem. What we're seeing here, which I think is a combination of things that are contributing to this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the pharmaceutical industry. It's the war on drugs. I think we're seeing a breakdown in treating these people, okay? And treating it as something that is, can be fixed, not just saying, yeah. You know what? Yeah, you know, you got a problem, but the third time we're not going to do anything about it. Could you imagine? I mean, imagine this. Maybe the councilman could consider something like, you know what? You've had two heart attacks, okay? Mm. But you're continuing to eat McDonald's. So we're only going to give you CPR twice, and if you call with a heart attack again, I'm sorry, we're just going to let you die.
Right. We told you, trained you, you didn't listen, and of course it's too late for you.
It's the fast food epidemic that's going on right now, and we can't afford it.
How about Dan Bacard? Look to the states that have legalized cannabis and look at the opioid addiction rates drop. Look at that. And look at the tax revenue coming in from some of those states. They're just throwing money around to the school systems. You want to talk about a budget shortfall being filled in a short time? How's Ohio doing on their cannabis laws yet? They gone legal yet? Fully legal? It's only a matter of time, folks, when it's just going to be an economic issue. The money is just too good. The tax revenue is just too good on that plant that has been banned for far too long. How bad is the opioid epidemic? Even librarians are having to learn how to treat overdoses. I mean, we can't even wait for the paramedics to get there. Librarians now are learning how to save the lives of people who are overdosing on opioids. A librarian. Super dumb.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy, you know. But, I mean, it's, I don't know. Pete, you know, you got to treat people like human beings. People make mistakes, and saving their life is something I think that emergency services, hospitals are obligated to do. Yeah. You know, EpiPens are expensive, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody eats shellfish twice, if they do it a third time, nope, sorry.
Yeah, no EpiPen for you. No EpiPen. By the way, you want to get the CBD oil that'll help in this case? Even if the state's not legal in terms of recreational, you can still get the CBD in, well, most everywhere now. Plus CBDoil.com, P-L-U-S, CBDoil.com. Enter the code RSB15 when you check out. You'll get 15% off all the wonderful products at PlusCBDoil.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
No, you don't have to miss the show. Always archived for free. So many places right here in our home and broadcast syndication, GCN. SoundCloud over at robertscottbell.com, UK Health Radio across the seas, and, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn as well. Now, on to the overdose issue. I mean, there's a lot of problems with this guy. Again, the only thing I was giving him props for, Super Don, just so people don't think I'm the evil ogre, right, is he wants to save money, okay? But the way to go about it, there are so many better ways to go about it. So many than writing people off the way he's willing to write people off. And, Super Don, we got a comment from Steve AG on Facebook, right, to this issue.
Yep.
What did he write?
Indeed. He says his comment is, okay, councilman, will you pay for the first lawsuit that hits when someone is left to die because it appeared they were overdosing, but it was something else? Send the bill to Big Pharma instead, he says.
Yeah. Well, and exactly. That's where a lot of states are suing Big Pharma now because of that issue. And they should sue the FDA, but they'll claim sovereign immunity. And that's the point of, you know what? If the FDA says it's okay, it's approved, you might want to think 10 times before taking the stuff. And, you know, case in point, not only Vioxx, but as we see here with the opioid crisis. So try CBD, or those of you who have full-on legalization for various forms of CBD-THC combinations, whatever works for you. We want to get you off of the things that addict you and kill you and get you onto something that will actually help you. All right. Upcoming events are in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. RobertScoutBell.com. We just added an event in October in Orlando. A lot of things come to Orlando, apparently, events, and I'll get you that information. But if you go to the notes and scroll down, you'll see it. But the big one, of course, just encouraging all y'all to make some major vacation plans with me. Curacao, 17th September to 23rd September, and all organic, clean food, all-inclusive resort on the island of Healing in the Caribbean, just off the coast of South America, which is really amazing. So come on down. You'll see the links in the show notes. RB0700 is the code to get $300 off between now and the end of the month. And then next month it'll drop to $200 off. So go ahead and book it now. You don't have to pay till August 10th, okay? So that'll get you started. Now, we love science here, don't we, Super Don?
We do, yes.
And occasionally there are moments that supersede other moments. And I think we got a couple of them right now.
Great moments in science.
Science.
Great moments in science.
All right, so our first great moment of science happens to appear on the gridiron. Yes, that's right, the football field. And they did a study. Yeah. Why are you laughing? I haven't even gotten to the punchline yet. You know where that's going.
I know where it's going. And yeah. It's just, these are silly. You know, this is kind of the same thing as a moment of duh, but, you know, look, we need to honor science and salute them when they, you know, put so much effort and money and time and research into discovering these just astonishing things. Like, for example, this one here, this has to do with football. Now, did you play football? In high school or
no,
as a kid?
Not just pickup games, that kind of thing. But no.
I had a couple of kids that played football. And, you know, listen, when they're little, okay, and they're playing with the other little kids, they get kind of banged up, right?
They bounce little off kids, of each other.
Little kids bouncing off of little kids. Now, did you know, now here's the amazing thing here. Did you know that when the kids get older, they hit each other harder?
Wait. No, we need a study to prove that. I can't.
No. Look, we did not know that until now that older kids hit each other harder than little kids do.
When they get older, the head hits that they get become more frequent and they're harder.
And they're harder. Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with mass?
Yes.
Speed, equations,
of course.
And math.
They did research on this.
Great moment of science.
Yes. And you know what? We got to throw the second one in here because this is another one that came out of the news today. Did you know that when older adults take more prescription drugs, this study found they walk slower?
Wait a second. You're telling me if they're on five or more drugs, they're going to walk slower than someone on...
They walk slower, yes.
I'm thinking they're thinking slower,
too. That's an important detail,
too.
You know. Yeah. You know, I was always wondering why they were, you know, older people walk slow.
They're on many drugs.
Yeah, because
Thank you, unless they're on five doses of methamphetamines, they're going to walk fast, really fast.
Or they've taken too much Metamucil, and they're trying to get to the bathroom.
Yeah, then they're going to walk a little faster, even at a slow pace. At that point. All right, you know, we're going to some fast news here. We're going to cover the fake news even more in depth with our good buddy TMB Ty Bollinger going outside the fake news box to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs after the news. Till then, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order should ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.